The Bride, a Servant. A certain church would often have a party with all the young people and children of the orphanage and the institute. I observed that it was always the same two or three, or maybe even four, that took upon themselves, without being asked, to prepare and serve and perhaps wash up afterwards. Unless someone else was especially appointed, it was always the same two or three that took the burden of service upon themselves. We have had many visitors in our home that enjoy being waited on, but seldom one came who would say, "Let me help. Let me do it for you." One that has a spirit of service, a servant spirit, that does not feel it a humiliation, an insult, or a burden to take a servant's place. When Eliezer made his request for water, he almost held his breath as he anxiously waited for her response. All through life, such opportunities come to test our responses, and the author and finisher of our faith waits for our response. Do we respond as if insulted, or respond in courtesy and kindness? Have the right response factors been built into our Christian character so that reactions are correct when in place of a trial? With my young son accompanying me, I visited a church in La Grande, Oregon. Arriving late in the afternoon, I got off the bus and went to the pastor's home and found that his wife was in bed with a heart attack. Informed that we were supposed to stay in their home overnight, I protested and said, "Oh, no, we will go to a hotel. We must not be any burden upon you or your wife." The pastor firmly refused my offer. "No," he replied, "everything is fully taken care of. We will have dinner at 6 o'clock. He resolutely overrode my objections, and we sat and talked. At 5:30, he made no move to do anything, and all was silent in the house. At 5:45, he still made no move to do anything. 5 minutes till 6, and he had not even set the table. At 2 minutes till 6, there came a knock on the door. He did not go to the door. Then the door opened, and a lady came in and set the table. 1 minute later, three people came in, and at 6 o'clock, we sat down to a lovely meal. He told me that the ladies of the church had been doing this for 6 weeks, ever since his wife had been sick. Every meal was prepared, and he had to do nothing about them. I said to myself, we will surely have a lovely service tonight in this church. And we truly did. Do you wonder why? There was a spirit of selflessness and kindness amongst the people of that church that was truly refreshing. In Osaka, Japan, Brother N was a pastor of a very lovely church, and I found a beautiful flow of the Holy Spirit in his church. Some friends of his in the islands of Kyushu decided they wanted him to come down from Osaka and show them how to lead the church into revival. So Brother N agreed to come visit them for a week. In his first service, when he got up to speak, and before saying anything, he went to the piano and the pulpit and wiped the dust off the underneath edges with his finger. Now the Japanese are exquisite housekeepers, almost fanatically clean. Then he said to the people, "You keep your own houses cleaner than you keep the house of God, and you expect to invite God to come and visit you in here? How dare you? Why don't you clean up your church first, and after that you can clean up your hearts?" The people were absolutely furious with him, and after that one service they asked him to leave, so he left. Meanwhile, his church in Osaka continued to flourish and grow, and God's blessing rested upon it. 2 years went by, and Pastor N received another letter from Kyushu that said, "Would you please come back to our church and teach us how to come into revival? We are sorry we were angry with you. We will receive you now, and we promise not to be offended with anything again. Please come once more and give us another chance." So he went again and taught them. And that time they did receive him with open hearts. God honored their repentance and change of heart and graciously visited their church also.